רבן גמליאל בנו של רבי יהודה הנשיא אומר, יפה תלמוד תורה עם דרך ארץ, שיגיעת שניהם משכחת עוון. בכל תורה שאין עמה מלאכה, סופה בטלה וגוררת עוון. בכל העוסקים עם הציבור, יהיו עוסקים עמהם לשם שמיים, שזכות אבותם מסייעתם וצדקתם עומדת עד. ואתם, מעלה אני עליכם שכר הרבה, כאילו עשיתם. רבן גמליאל was the son of רבי יהודה הנשיא. There were two רבן גמליאל. There's רבן גמליאל הזקן, and which is the grandfather of רבי, and there is רבן גמליאל, the son of רבי יהודה הנשיא. רבי יהודה הנשיא was named by three names. רבי יהודה, who was the president of the Jewish people, and was named רבי, because everybody called him my rabbi. It's known as a rabbi because a person could not call the rabbi by his name. Therefore, said a rabbi. And they called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the holy rabbi, because he was all the time busy with Torah. Kedusha was called HaKadosh. Gemara said some reason why they called him HaKadosh, to show you how far he was from things of Olam, as we know in the Gemara, that he almost was patur from praying Shachrit. Why? Because 4 o'clock in the morning, he started teaching Torah till afternoon. And he did not stop from teaching Torah. He didn't pray. Tefillah de Rabbanan, the Torah is Mitzvah Mna Torah, Tori Torah, teaching. How this, but there is Mitzvah Kiryat Shema Mna Torah. What did he do? Every time he was teaching, and he twisted the subject, then he came to talk about the Shema Yisrael. What talking Shema Yisrael? He was telling them, Sutin, the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, he said one pasuk, and he has in mind the meaning of Shema Yisrael. So from the Torah, if you said one pasuk of Shema Yisrael, you fulfilled your duty. And he did it every day like this to show you how busy was Rabbeinu HaKadosh with Torah, learning and teaching. Now, this Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, Rabban Gamliel, his son, says, Yafeh Talmud Torah, Derech Eretz. It's good to learn Torah, but good also to have Derech Eretz. What's Derech Eretz? The way of the world. What's the way of the world? The work in order to make a living. Don't depend on your Torah to make a living. Yeah, learn Torah and make a living by working. This is Derech Eretz. Of course, Derech Eretz today we talk, it's a different meaning to it. Derech Eretz, behavior. They do, and they call it Derech Eretz because people are really particular about it. A person should conduct themselves the right way. I don't know, they don't talk about America now, but this is Derech Eretz. But Derech Eretz, that's written in the Mishnah, they talk about work, the way of the world. That you work in order to make livelihood. The rabbis of the earlier generations didn't like it that people will rely on Torah and to make a living. I mean, when I say in Torah to make a living, and sit down, learn Torah for himself, but teaching a person, blowing his lung, that's his work. But teaching is okay. But to learn Torah and get money, they don't like it. I said, why? Shiyigi'at shenehem meshakahat avon. When a person works with both of these, and he will not be making avonot. It said, by working hard, a work is good for a person, not to sit idle and not. And learn Torah, of course, guides him the right way. That is, shiyigi'at shenehem meshakahat avon. V'chol Torah, she'en amma melecha. If a person learns Torah, for artwork, so far betela. At the end, he will stop from learning. Why? He can't live. He will go instead of learning to learn, just work, and then that's not good. So far betela begoreret avon, and he will. It will lead him to make averot. You know what is? That he has to cheat, to steal, in order to make money, to make a living. Bechol oskim amatzibur, yiyu oskim amayim l'shem shamayim. Anybody that worked in public work, for the public, that's within a community, He's doing things for the community. If it is a layman or a rabbi, you ask him, Amayim Lashem Shamayim. And not to come, he wants a position, that do it only Lashem Shamayim. And remember, if you do it Lashem Shamayim, Zechut Avotam Mesayatam, the merit of the fathers of the people, that means the generations before that generation, will help these people to be able to succeed to work with their children. Remember, Zechut Avotam Shel HaTzibur Mesayatam to whom? Helping the people that work with the Tzibur. Then he said, V'tzidkatam Omedet La'ad. The Zechut that they will have when working with the people, it stays forever. And what way Omedet La'ad? First of all, they succeed with the Tzibur, that will be a lasting one. Secondly, the Zechut Omedet La'ad to the person who is doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him to succeed. Now, then, a person comes and says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me because the Chut Avotam is not because of me, then I have no credit. I said, don't worry. You will get the full credit as you did the whole thing without the Zechut Avot. He said, that's what he's saying. Ve'atem ma'ale ani alechem sacharach, I'll give you a very great reward, ke'ilu, just like you have made it by yourself. Even though I'm helping you because of the fathers, but it's considered you did the whole thing. Now we'll go to what Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai says. If you look later on in Mishnah Tet, Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai kibel mehilel umishamay. You know Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai. He was the leader of the Jewish people at the time of the destructions of Beit Sheni, of Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash.
Rabbi, we're not 20 minutes or outside everybody. The door, they locked the door.
We are in Perek Bet Mishnah Tet. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai kibel mehilel v'shamay. You know, in Mishnayot Avot, they are setting an order in the first Perakim, the order of the leaders of the Jewish people that they were from the time that they came back from the Galut of Babel. They came after the exile of Babel and they tried to build Beit HaMikdash. Who built Beit HaMikdash? Ezra HaSofer, with the help of Nehemiah. After they built Beit HaMikdash, they became many, many great rabbis with Ezra. There were 120 rabbis, and they assembled together to set the rules for the Jewish people, because many, many of the laws were forgotten by the people that they were in exile. And they were setting everything to tell them what the meaning of the laws of the Torah Shebe'al Peh, to explain the Torah Shebechtav. And at the same time, they set certain rules and prayers. As you know, the prayers, who did it? That's what they call Anshe Knesset HaGedola, the large assembly that was at the time that they came to build Beit Sheni, which under the leadership of Ezra. Ezra was one of the rabbis of Anshe Knesset HaGedola. And Ezra was also a prophet. He was a Kohen Gadol, he was a leader, and he was a prophet, because his name was also Malachim. You know, at the very end of Malachi, he spoke about Aharon HaKohen. Beriti hayeta ito hahayim v'ashalom. V'etenem lo mora v'yiraeni u'mepene shemi nihat hu. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I made a berit with Levi, and of course with Aharon, who was descended from Levi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave him hahayim v'ashalom. And then he says, Beshalom of Mishor halach iti, v'rabim hashiv me'avon. He went always doing shalom between the people, and in a just way. And he brought people closer to the Creator, that they made themselves determination, they had determination to serve God in a true way, and not fake. And this is, he brought many people closer to the Creator. And he said, Kisifte Kohen Yishmeru Da'at. The lips of the Kohen, which is Aharon, Yishmeru Da'at. They kept us to understand, to give us the knowledge. V'Torah Yevakshu Mepihu. Ki Malach Hashem Tzevaot Hu. The Torah, they were asking him to teach them Torah, because he was like Malach Hashem Tzevaot. And our rabbi said, Torah Yevakshu Mepihu, why Malach Hashem Tzevaot? And not Malach Hashem Tzevaot? You don't study Torah from a rabbi? He said, Ki Malach Hashem Tzevaot? But there is the Darshanim, they say, it's a beautiful way they put it, they explain it. There is a difference between an angel and a human being. A human being stands above the quality of an angel. Why? Even though the angels are very holy. What do you mean? Why the human being stands above the level of a malach, of an angel? Because a malach, the way he is created, from creation till the very end of fulfilling his mission, is the same thing. No change. But the human being goes from one level to another, advancing himself, becomes better and better and better. And the human being has come with his own strength, power, ability to become better. That's called a human being, they call him moving. And the malach is called omed, standing, stand still. And we see it in Nevi'im. And the Nevi'im, it's written, Shema'na Yehoshua Kohen Gadol Atavarecha Yoshvim Lefanecha. When Yeshua Kohen Gadol was at that time, the Navi spoke to him. And he told him, listen to the words of God. He said, if you will do the right thing, he was pointing to him and telling him, Benatati Lecha Mahalechim, I'll let you move, advance yourself, Ben Ha'omedim Ha'ele. Pointed to the malachim. Among these malachim, you will be moving, they are standing. Therefore, we understand the malach is called omed. The human being is called holech, moving, going ahead. I don't know if you remember, Kennedy was his theme always, let's move the country ahead. Always move the country. Don't ask what the country can do for you. Ask yourself what you can do for the country. And keep moving, he said. Let's move the country ahead. This is the words of our rabbis. A human being must be keep moving. I told many times to the children, I told you once, I think, that one that was at the beginning when I came here, first few years, was a very heavy snowstorm. For 3 days, they closed all the schools. All the cars were buried in the snow. You couldn't see the cars. We stayed home for 3 days. I don't know if you remember that, Ezra. You should remember. And after 3 days, I came out of the house, looking how to clean the snow from the car. I'm cleaning, till I was able to open the door. Still plenty of ice on, snow on the windshield. I saw a child, after the sanitation, they made piles and piles of, you know, the snow in every corner. He is on the top of the snow. I said, Sonny, would you like to do me a favor? He jumped and ran to me. Yes, what do you want, Rabbi? I said, I am warming the car. Please clean my windshield. Here's the shovel, the wiper. I said, thank you, Rabbi. I said, thank you. I thank you. I said, no, Rabbi, you did me a big favor today. How did I do you a favor? You are doing me a favor. He said, no, I'm a member of the Boy Scouts. I have to do one good deed every day. And I couldn't do one good deed today. I'm waiting to have a chance to do one good deed. I'm here 3 hours on this snow on the top. You gave me the chance to do one good deed today. You know, Sonny, I'm very proud of you. I'm really glad to hear that you want to do. But let me tell you, what's your name? He told me, I don't know, Rosenstein, something. I knew that he's a Jew. He lives near my apartment. I told him, okay, well, are you affiliated in somewhere Jewish? Congressman said, yes, Avenue All Jewish Center. And I was there in Bensonhurst. We are affiliated with Avenue All Jewish Center. Avenue All Jewish Center used to be Reform. And today it's already Prospect Park, Shiva, and a different thing. There was a Reform. I said, look, Sonny, come on, teach you something. See the difference between us Jewish people and different ideas that there is among other people. Boy Scouts is good. I'm very happy that you want to do one good deed a day. But in Jewish religion, it's not so. You do one good deed today. Tomorrow you do two. After tomorrow you do three. Keep moving. Keep going ahead. Advance yourself. Not to stand still every day, only one good deed. That's the difference. Boy Scouts is good for non-Jewish people. For Jewish people, this is the idea of what is Orthodox. Orthodox Jew, look what there is in our religion. A different thing. I don't know, you are in a Reform place, but I wish you were, because you are such a good boy. You were a member of Orthodox people. You will understand better what Jewish ideas, what is the values of Judaism. Pushing him to understand what Orthodoxy is. And this is exactly to move ahead. Now, all this I'm saying, that this is about Aharon HaKohen. He said, Kimalach Hashem Tzvaot, what does it mean? He doesn't look for himself. A person who looks for himself, he wants to advance himself. Go ahead. If he is going to teach students and thinking of himself, the student won't get anything from him. Because he wants to advance himself. They don't know what goes on. And you'll see a rabbi that knows a lot of Torah. He will point 20 books on the table, going from one thing to another. The students don't know what goes on. But if he doesn't look for himself, he wants to teach the students. He said, "Betorah yevakshu mepiru." You know, when they can seek Torah from him, if he is like Malach, standing still for himself, but he is looking for the benefit of the students. That's Kimalach Hashem Tzvaotu. Now this, Rabbi Hanan ben Zakkai, was the student of these rabbis, Hillel and Shammai. We are talking about Hanan ben Zakkai. We know what Rabbi Hanan ben Zakkai is. His rabbi is Hillel. Hillel, in the Gemara, had thousands of students. But on the top of all the students, he had 80 Shmonim Talmidim that all became very, very great rabbis. And these Shmonim Talmidim, 80, were divided into three groups. The top group, they say, very, very holy people. Re'uyim she'tishrei aleihem shechina kemoshe. They deserved that God will appear to them just like he appeared to Moshe. Imagine, they put them on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, the top 30. Second 30, the re'uyim she'ta'amod lahem hama ki Yoshua. They deserve to be like Yoshua, to give an order to the sun to stand still. And God will listen to them. But why then the top 30 did not Hashem appear to them? Because Hashem appeared to Moshe, not because of Moshe. He appeared to him for the benefit of the people. When people were not so good, God told him, "Lechred megedulatcha. I gave you gedulah, I gave you greatness for the benefit of the people. I didn't appear to you for you, for the people. If the people don't deserve it, I don't appear to you." Same thing, Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu made this and said, okay, to make the miracles for that, for benefit of others. Now, these people, the people, their generation did not deserve that they will have leaders like Moshe. And therefore, God did not appear to them. Same thing with second 30. But the last 20, because there were 80, 30 and 30, 60, is remaining 20. The top man of the 20, of the lowest group, was Yonatan ben Uziel. That's number 61. Not from the first 60, 61. And Yonatan ben Uziel, the Gemara said, "Kol of shaya poreach me'al rosho aya nisraf." That means there is such a beam of light from his head to heaven. in that beam of light, if a bird comes flying and the space between his head to the will be burned. Shema Yisrael to the sky. That's what Yonatan said, how holy he was. And he gave us the Targum that there is Midrashim, a lot of Midrashim in it. He said, when Yonatan gave the Targum of the Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gila raze, who gave these secrets to the people? Then Yonatan cried, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, I didn't do it for myself to get credit. I didn't do it for my benefit. I did it for the benefit of Am Yisrael. His words were accepted. And you know, this was the top of the 20. The last one of the 20 was Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. His rabbi was Hillel. And Hillel gathered all the 80 Talmidim that he had at the last day of his life. So I want to see my great students. They came. They all came to the room that Hillel was there. The Hillel was packed. The room was packed, crowded. And the Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai wasn't in the room. Hillel is looking. Where is Yohanan ben Zakkai? Tell me, he's there on outside of the threshold. He's outside. Let him in. Because he is going to be the leader after me to lead the Jewish people. That's Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. The youngest one of all the 80, he will be the leader. That's what happened to Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. He saved the Jewish people from catastrophe. Imagine what was Hillel with these other 80 Talmidim. That's why they said, Ruhi aya Hillel shechrei alav shechinan ke Moshe, that Gemara said it. His anaba, his greatness, unbelievable. What stories that are in Gemara on Hillel. And they go to Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai saved the Jewish people from destructions. The Romans came, wanted to destroy everything. And to destroy the people, the country. And he went out in a very, very difficult way. In his time, there was a split among the people. Why do you say, Bayit Rishon Nehirav Al Avodah Zara Gilui Arayot Shefichut Damim? Bayit Rishon was destroyed because of these three Avirot, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot Shefichut Damim. Though they were great scholars, but they were, as you know, stories of Ahav, I don't want to go back to all this. But by Cheni, there was no Avodah Zarah, no Gilui Arayot, no Shefichut Damim. They were good. And still in order, by Cheni, this was destroyed. Epenes in At Hinnam. There was a misunderstanding among the Jewish people. Unfortunately, this is what we see today in Eretz Israel, one group against the other. They are ready to favor an Arabian and kill a Jew. This is something unbelievable. What goes on? This is the called Sinat Hinnam. This is why we don't succeed, because of split that there is among the Jewish people. Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Habur Atzabim Ephraim HaNahlot, certain Nevi'im. If they do Avodah Zarah and are united, Kadosh Baruch Hu has patience and lets them succeed. If they go to war, they succeed. But once they are split, they are already, they lose. And this is what was in Bayit Sheni. What we see, we are at the time of the Omer. Why in the time of the Omer we don't have a wedding? Why we don't have happy occasions? No music and everything. Because Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that there were 24,000 students, great scholars. They envied each other, and there was misunderstanding between them. And because of that, they all died from Pesach, between Pesach and Shavuot. But it's certain they died only 34 days. Not a complete days between Pesach and Shavuot. Pesach and Shavuot is 49 days. It's certain during the Pesach and Shavuot, less half a month, which is 15 days. If you take 15 days out of 49, it will be 34 days. This is what they lost the Bayit Sheni because of that. What happened? 34 days? Which 34 days? It's a matter of argument. Maran said 34 days at the first, from the day of the Omer till 34. 34 was the whole day also. Therefore, it's supposed to be that the first 34 days, you can have no wedding, no haircut. And Ken Maran said, no. We have the rule in Avilut. For example, Shiva'at Yemei Avilut. A person is avil for 7 days. He's supposed to have 7 days complete. No, it says seven. Once they start the day, Miktzat Ayom Kecholo. The same thing, the Lamed Dalet. Miktzat Ayom Kecholo. That means when comes Lamed Dalet in the morning, you can take a haircut, you can start having weddings again. That, those are the 34 days of the Omer that they were, they died. Came some others, they said, oh no, the 34 days are not from beginning to Lamed Dalet. They what? They came and said differently. From Rosh Chodesh, some they say from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Sivan. Some they say no. Because of that, there's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Some they say the 34 days, they were from Pesach to Shavuot, but some days were excluded. Which days? The days that we don't say Anna, the Hanun. Shabbat, Chol HaMoed, take the Chol HaMoed off, take Yom Tov, take Shabbat off, take Rosh Chodesh off, comes exactly 15 days. And they know 34 days. But since it is 34 days, the days that they know the Hanun, except that I want to say it's two different Minhagim Ashkenazim. But we follow Maran. That the Lamedat. Came the question, the 33rd. 33rd day of the Omer, called Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Hilula means a very joyous day for Rabbi Shimon Yochai. What's a joyous day? Rabbi Shimon Yochai died that day. Why do you call it a joyous day? You have to mourn. But no, Rabbi Shimon Yochai came and discover something new to the Jewish people. They say the day that Rabbi Shimon Yochai passed away, considered like the day that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah to Am Israel. Just like the day that Torah nitena to Israel from Sinai. Why? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was different meanings to the Torah. Peshat, Remez, Derash, Sod. There were different. The Sod, Sod, secret, the mystic Torah was hidden, not given only to some individuals. Moshe to Yeshua, Yeshua to some leaders. But people at large, they didn't know anything about it. They knew about other parts of the Torah, but they didn't know about the Sefer Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow them to disclose it to the people. When came Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Yochai was the first one to be allowed to let the people know about the Sodot of the Torah. And because he discovered the Sodot of the Torah, it was considered a very great day, day of joy. Even Rabbi Shimon Yochai was very happy about it. He said, God permitted me to say it to the people, and therefore became a great day. Rabbi Shimon Yochai was happy. And that's why they say, according to the Kabbalah, this day definitely you are permitted to do. And they come, many, they have the custom to do Lamed Gimel. Even Maran said no, but they follow the Kabbalah that they do the Lamed Gimel. And Eretz Israel, it's a very, very big day. They go to Meron, 100,000 people, they come there. Unfortunately, there is something also not so good. Originally was going to Meron was excellent. People used to come from all over the world to go to the Meron for Zichut Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But in the recent time, with the modern state of Israel, they come people who are not religious. They make all kind of dancing and God. Unfortunately, different things that really against the way of the Jewish religion. And this, because of that, some of the rabbis declared better not to go that day to Meron. God, if it's a mitzvah to go that day, I tell them don't go. Because the pritzut that there is, all these things that have broke out of Judaism. We are living in a time. There are many people good, that they come tzaddikim. They come there, they sit down the whole night, they read Zohar, they read Sodot. But there is, if you look at the whole mountains over there, Shema Israel, there is torches the whole night light all over, and people, they come, they slaughter sheep, and they are eating, making parties. And parties, you might say, what kind of parties? This is what the rabbis are annoyed from. But the religious people do the right thing. But what can we do? The rabbi said, since there is so much priesthood, better to stop it. No good to do it. Anyhow, he got back to what we were saying. Hillel was great, Rabbi Hanan Zakkai. Yonatan ben Uzziel was the top of these 20. Comes, they say, Rabbi Hanan Zakkai, lo niyach mikra, mishnah, halakha, agada, sifra, sifri, baraitot, tosafta, sihat dikalim, mishle shu'alim. He was expert in everything. That's Rabbi Hanan Zakkai, that's the youngest one. And Rabbi Hanan Zakkai, in his time, the Jewish people were divided. What is? Tzadokim and Parushim. Parushim were the Orthodox people, religious people. The Tzadokim were the Reform. Tzadokim were students of Tzadok. Tzadok told them, don't believe, there is no reward, no punishment, do what you want. And he came with this new doctrine, like the Reform, take the Tehillat HaMetim, Berachot Tehillat HaMetim out of the Amidah, and so on. That's what Tzadok. Oh, when the war was going on, the Jewish people could succeed if they listened to the Orthodox people. There, who was in power? Those Tzadokim. They became leaders, and they forced their way. We have to fight the enemy. They told them, "Don't fight. Do it in the nice way with them. They will leave us alone." No, we have to fight. They had plenty of food. They could last 20 years. No. What did they do? They forced the people to fight. How? By burning all the food that was in the country, in the cities. They did everything to destroy everything. Let's go and fight. And they lost. Then Rabbi Hanan Zakkai saw that they are losing. He told them, I want to go to the Romans, appeal to them, not to destroy the country. But how could he go? Who was in power? Putting the whole city in sea, the Tzadokim, the Reform. What do we do? Rabbi Hanan Zakkai said, announce to the people that the leader of the Jewish people, Rabbi Hanan Zakkai, died, and put me in a coffin, and they do not bury in Yerushalayim inside. He said the burial used to be outside of the holy city, and take me there. There is over there gods. They don't let anybody come, and this is really known he's dead. When Hanan Zakkai, he said, put me in that coffin, even though I'm alive, and those gods, they used to check. Really, you have your body? Then they take a sword, stick it into the body of them. They will do that to Hanan Zakkai, he will really die. When Hanan Zakkai then said, tell them, Yomru Rabbam Daku, look what the Goyim will say. Look, they have no respect. Their leader, they stick a sword in him. Say that. And it worked. They were really embarrassed. The leader died, will do that. They let them go out. After they went out, Rabbi Hanan Zakkai went to the general of the army of the Romans, and he tells him, my dear king, you are telling me, my dear king, you are abusing my king. The king is the Caesar in Rome. I'm only... They said, no, you are the king. I'm the king? Yeah, by the time they're talking, message came that the Caesar in Rome died, and the Senate, they voted that this one would be the king. He looked at that, he couldn't believe it. This man knew that I'm a king, nobody knew, and a message comes to me. After he tells me I'm the king, he realizes a very holy man in front of him. And all of a sudden, he came to put his shoes on. He couldn't put it. He took his shoes off, couldn't put it on. One shoe was on, one shoe wasn't off. What happened? Because of the joy and happiness that he became a king, his foot became a little bit larger. Foot was smaller. And I said, what should I do now? He said, bring one of those people that you hate him, let them pass by you. They did. He came there, he got very mad, annoyed. The food came smaller, and he was able to put it. He sees Rabbi Nachman Zakkai, a very smart man, follow him. And he tells him, okay, what do you want? He said, I asked you, please. He said, okay, ask one request for me. Whatever you want, granted. Will be granted. He said, let me have the city of Yavne, and the rabbis will sit down there to learn. Let them study Torah. Chamim said, look, Rabbi Nachman Zakkai could ask for Yerushalayim. I didn't ask. Leave Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. He told him, ask for one thing, I'll give you. That's he said, Meshiv Hachamim Ahor, Vedaat Nevonim Yikah. The Gemara said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Hachamim sometimes not to be able to ask the right thing. And he did not request Yerushalayim. He thought he will not give me. He asked for Yavne. And he gave him Yavne v'Hachamea. It opened yeshiva over there. And teach Torah, Yavneh is yours. And that's Yavneh kept the Jewish people going on and learning Torah. He destroyed Yerushalayim, the army of the Romans, but Yavneh stayed, and from this stayed the Torah with Am Israel up to now, because of Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai had many, thousands of students. And among the students, he had five, the top ones. He said the Mishnah. First of all, what Rabbi Nachman Zakkai said, if lamadta Torah harbe, if you have learned a lot of Torah, don't keep it for yourself only. Say, why should I give it to others? It's better that I'll say above all, al tahazik tova la'atzmecha. Don't keep it for yourself. Why? Ki lekach nozarta. Or, somebody explain it differently. Don't take credit for yourself. I know Torah more than others, because my effort. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you for the Torah. This is your obligation, and not to take credit for yourself. And don't keep it for yourself. Teach it to others. And the Mishnah said, he had top five students, very, very great. Hamisha talmidim ayu lo l'Rabbi Nachman Zakkai. Ve'elu hen, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenos, a very, very great man. Later they give us the qualities of these great rabbis. Then Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, Rabbi Yosef Cohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Tel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. What was their qualities? Hu haya moneh shevacham. He used to tell us the quality of this Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He described and evaluated what was each one of them. He said, "Who I am, Eliezer ben Horkenos, borsut she'eno me'abek tipa." Like a well that was, you know, how do we make a well? They dig under the ground. If you dig under the ground, you put water, it all will be absorbed by the earth. They plaster it, they make concrete, and they put everything that the water will not go out. That's called borsut. That all plastered, that no drop of water will go through. That's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenos. Any Torah that he learned would never be forgotten. Rabbi Eliezer was learning so much Torah over and over, over and over. Don't think only because he had terrific memory. The Torah, if you don't go over and over, you'll never remember it. And they say, it's written in the Pasuk in Nevi'im, ושבתם ואיתם בין צדיק לרשע, בין עובד אלוהים לאשר לא עבדו. The Nabi said, will come a days that you'll see the difference between tzaddik and rasha, between a person that serves God, the one who doesn't serve God. Bin tzaddik lerasha, we understand, what is bin obed Elohim l'asher l'avodah? Isn't that repetition, tzaddik and rasha? I said, no. Obed Elohim l'asher l'avodah, they talk about both tzaddikim. And one is called obed Elohim, one's called Lo'avado. Which one? Oved Elohim that reads his learning of Torah at least 101. Lo'avado reads it only 100. If you read it only 100 times, you don't remember it. You read it 101, you'll remember it. Can you imagine? If you don't read 101, you will not remember it. Who can come and say, I learned my learning 101? Then you remember it, which means you must go over and over and over your learning in order to remember. That's what the Rebbe Eliezer ben Hakanos. Bosuch eno me'abed tepad. The Gemara said, Rebbe Eliezer ben Hakanos never, never taught people any halacha if you didn't hear it from his rabbis. He would go on to give the rashot to explain everything, but originally the law, he got it. Me'olam lo amar davar shelo shama merabotav. That was the greatness of Rebbe Eliezer ben Hakanos. But at the same time, it was k'mayan ha'mitgaber. When he was talking to people, speaking to them about Judaism, like a fountain, what came from him, the Brei Torah. This was Rebbe Eliezer ben Hakanos. Vosuch eno me'abed tepa. Comes the second one. Rebbe Yehoshua ben Hananya ashrei yolato. Rebbe Yehoshua ben Hananya, he is fortunate for what mother that he had. A great mother. Why? The merit they give him because of his mother. What's wrong with the father? Shlomo HaMelech said, Ben Chacham Yisamach Av, Uben Kesil Tugat Immo. I said, if there is a wise man, smart, who gets the credit? They give the credit to whom? To the father. Must be, he has a great father. That's why he's that. If a child is doing something wrong, who gets the discredit? The mother. Ben Kesil. You got them all. That's a fault of the mother, this kind of a mother he has. That's what they said. Shlomo HaMelech said. Here they said the opposite. Yeshua ben Hananya, Ashrei Yolato. Why do they say Ashrei Yolato? Ashrei Yoldo. What's wrong with the father? Said, no. The mother, she was the one that made Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya what he was. Why? What did she do? They said, when she was pregnant, she went into the balcony of Beit HaMidrash, and she sat there the whole day, from morning till evening. They asked her, the people, what are you doing here? She said, what I'm doing? I want my child to listen to the words of wisdom of the rabbis. She points on her stomach, I want my child to listen to the words of the rabbis, that he will always listen only holy things. When he was born, she put him in the cradle, and she put him there. And it happened to be that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya became one of the sharpest mind of Jewish leaders that were in the Jewish history. And in his time was the time of the Romans, that they, the religion came to the world. And after their religion came, he grew up, they were fighting for their religion against the Jewish people. They wanted everybody to be. They believe that this is that the Messiah will come again. You know how, when they make the Jewish people all like them. And they started arguing, and Caesar gave an order that the Jewish people should send their representative to argue with their leaders of the Romans. They sent who knows how many, 60, 70, 80, 100, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya there, was selected from the Jewish people to go to argue with them about religion, and never lost an argument. Always won. There is few pages in the Gemara telling you what was the argument between Yehoshua ben Hananya and those Romans. And they tell you all the arguments. And to show you how Yehoshua ben Hananya won the battle with them and arguing about religion. And they envied him so much, they wanted to kill him. That's what Yehoshua ben Hananya said. Ashrei yolato. He was fortunate to have such a mother that he became so smart and so sharp in mind, because the way she conducted herself during pregnancy and after he was born. What did she do with the child? Which means, what do we learn, the lesson that we learn from it? Depends where do you put your child. What atmosphere, what environment. If you let him hear and see the right things, he will succeed in the future. And not only that, if the mother, she sees and she hears only good things, during pregnancy of the child becomes better. There are many stories in the Gemara about this. What a woman is doing during her pregnancy, how effective it is on the child. What she hears and what she sees. This is what says, Yehoshua ben Hananya, Ashrei Yolato. Yosei HaKohen Hasid. Yosei HaKohen was a very, very pious man. Now, then he has Hasidut. some people tzedkut, some people hasidut. You know, in different levels in Judaism, he's a good man. We say good. Okay, very good. But then there is better than good. Very good, called tzaddik. It's better than tzaddik. Hasid, what's the difference? Tzaddik, he does everything right. Well, there is in Jewish religion. But Hasid, he does more than, beyond his duty. More what he requires to do. That's his over limit. More. This is Hasid. He said, Yosef Cohen, his rabbi considered him Hasid, he does more than what his duty is. Shimon ben Netanel Yerechet. Hasid, he does more and more good. But Yerechet, very careful not to do anything wrong. That's the difference between Hasid and Yerechet. Become Al-Azhar ben Arach, Kemayana Milgaber. Al-Azhar ben Arach was like a fountain that brings spring water. More water, more water, more water. Once he starts to talk Torah, without end. A fountain. This was Bilazana. Who is better than all of this? It's written here. Ruhu haya omer. Im yiyu kol hachme Yisrael bekaf oznaim. Ve Eliezer ben Hokenos bekaf shiniya machriya et kulam. He said, if you put hachme Yisrael on the scale on one side, and Eliezer ben Hokenos on the other side, who will be heavier, that means greater value? Eliezer ben Hakenas was better. If you put all the Hachamim together, is above them. Then he comes and says, Abba Shaul Omer Mishemo.